This might not be for everyone, so we might be limiting the field here. Okay. But we are going to do 13, 10, 60. What's your nipple
story? Oh. Not everyone has one of these. Everyone has one
everyone
of these.
Everyone has nipples. A nipple story.
Yeah, I've got nipples, you know.
I don't have a nipple story.
What?
Sounds like you do. There's one in your hand.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got a story that I would like to share with you.
Right.
Yeah. Not one from Jay Farch personally.
Right.
If you'll indulge me, we don't often do this. People often ask, oh, who writes your scripts in radio?
Yeah, yeah.
No one. We find content, it's either personal, it's from the internet, a story we think you'll find entertaining, hit family, and we'll bring it to you in our own words. But I would just like to read this to you because I'm not going to do it any better than this article has done, okay?
Is there an author on there?
There isn't, unfortunately. It's from mirror.co.uk. It's a story out of Liverpool in the UK. A student. 15-year-old student has lost his nipples.
Oh,
what?
Misplaced
them.
After he was dared.
No, what's
going to
happen?
To squirt two full cans of body spray directly onto the nipples.
Like no, God! No, God, please, no!
Exactly like Lynx. The boy, who has not been named, was in his school changing room when someone challenged him to empty two cans directly onto his exposed chest.
Not Lynx, Africa.
Immediately afterwards, someone came along, flicked his nipples, causing them to, and I quote,
no.
Pop off.
No.
What?
No, that is horrific.
Pop off? Is it a detachable
did you
item?
Ever do Frosties when you were at school with a deodorant?
What's Frosties?
You hold, it's very bad. Don't do it if you're at school. You put the deodorant can on like your mate's arm and hold it down and spray it really close to their arm and it makes like a hickey, like burns their arm.
This is exactly what he's saying it happened. So he says to go on, at first it was just cold. You know, it was just cold. It's not really a big thing. And then it starts to burn and you're just waiting for it to pass. But then the guy, so he wasn't spraying it onto himself. This mate who dared him was the one holding the two cans directly spraying the contents.
That's such a boys thing to do.
Full cans onto both nips. That same kid has put the cans away once they're empty and then just proceeded to flick straight away, probably thinking it would just be really painful. But because they were literally frozen solid, they went... And both popped off.
How can your nipples
pop
like
off? When the T-1000 in Terminator 2 falls into the liquid nitrogen and then tries to walk and he collapses because he's so frozen.
Yes.
That's happened just to his nipples.
Just to his nipples. But
that shows deodorant. What's in that stuff?
Mate, I don't know. We need to get onto this kid somehow. As I said, he's unnamed. But this guy seems like the toughest nut on the planet. He then went to his next class. He goes, I was sitting in German, just sitting there, and my nipples are now gone. I'm just chilling, and people are like, hey, your shirt's bleeding.
Of course it is.
Oh, man.
And people started to see two blood stains where his nipples once were. And his German teacher and all the commotion was like, excuse me, do you need to go to the medical room? And he was like, nah, I'm fine.
I'm good. These nipples
and he pushed through. He goes, I put myself in this position because I accepted the dare. Now that I look back on it, it's just like, it's stupid.
You're falling your sword.
Now I've got no nipples.
Yeah. See, I reckon, because if that happened to me, like, obviously, 13, 10, 60, what's your nipple story?
What's your nipple story? Or, like, what fell off you?
Yeah. You could do either way. What fell off you? My nipples, I mean, you guys know I've got no feeling of my nipples.
Yeah.
That was one of our first encounters with you, young ducko, when we said, give us a little thing about yourself.
Jess came over and hung off my nipples with her hands.
Yeah.
Just swinging off me.
I did the monkey bars off his nipples.
Yeah, and I've got no feeling in them. So I used to get the nipple cripple at school because it was a fun joke. But also, my nipples aren't even. I've told you that before,
right? Yes, we have had a little... We got the leveler out one time. Yeah, the little bubble. So I've been in the middle.
They don't match up. One is off the peck.
One's off the peck.
So like, I've got no feeling and one's off the peck.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
If I put Frosties on my nipples with a deodorant can and flicked them off, I wouldn't even know they were gone.
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
But like the skin around them, that still has sensitivity,
doesn't
it?
Yes, it does. Yeah, but the nipple itself.
The nipple itself.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're the guy who puts his body on the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just don't know if we should test it on you.
Nah, I don't think so.
Because then we'll be known as the show with the guy with no nipples. Yeah. And I just think we've worked too hard in this city to establish ourselves as more than just, nipple gate.
We're a six nipple show. We can't be a four nipple show with one dude with none.
Then we could get someone from the Hit family, maybe who has three nipples, to come in and donate their third. Give it back to you.
Can you do a nipple transplant?
I don't know. If they can do
surely
face off,
surely.
You know?
Someone call Travolta. We need to do...
And Cage.
And Cage.
Yeah, and Cage, of course.
They can do the whole face. Surely they can do a nipple transplant.
Surely.
Oh, and 13, 10, 60, how many nipples have you got?
How many nipples? What's your nipple story?
Yeah, nipples in general.
What's gone on with your nipples? Perhaps there's a piercing incident.
Oh.
Perhaps you've tried to do something.
I feel like Gilly's done something weird with nipples.
Oh, mate, I've got hypersensitive nipples.
We've leveled out.
We've leveled out.
Just thinking about this, you can see that my beams are on.
You are. You're a high beaming
I'm
me
just
right
thinking
now.
About it, and I've got very sensitive nipples.
We did get some very kindly, some t-shirts brought into the studio yesterday. Some merch from Born. And, yeah, your nipples were protruding.
They popped through everything.
Yeah, you need pasties, babe. Yeah.
I know. So my friends know this, and I was sleeping once, and they thought it was very funny to go up and start tickling my nipples because I sleep just in my underwear. Anyway, my sleeping body's reflex was to lift my hand straight up in the sky, slapped my mate square in the nose, and it was bleeding profusely.
Oh, my God.
Well, that'll teach him. Yeah. Do not touch people's nipples while they are asleep.
Certainly don't touch the gill man's nips.
Certainly don't touch the gill man's nips. Now I can't stop looking.
I know. I can't stop seeing them.
You
got to
do it. My eyes are up here.
So 13, 10, 60, Samsung Galaxy up for grabs. Call a phone. We are drawing it today. What's your nipple story?
What's your nipple story?
Enlighten us.
Please do. Yeah. This kid. My God, what a champion.
Give us a call. We are. We'll do it next.
Kathleen's in Swansea. Hey, Kath.
How you going?
Excellent, thank you. What's your nipple story?
Well, about 6 years ago, I had a full breast reconstruction because my boobs were really big and they took 5.5 kilos off my chest.
Oofed.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a couple of...
I know. And my nipples were really, really big. And the surgeon said, oh, you don't want that, dear. He said, we're going to make them smaller. And my thing that I like to do is make them more sensitive.
So now
I have hypersensitive nipples, and it's not really the show to tell you the whole story, but you can imagine.
Yeah.
You can imagine. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Kathleen, there you go. So full reconstruction made them smaller and made them more sensitive.
Yeah, they actually take your nipples off and put them on like a little petri dish and make them smaller and then staple them back on.
Oh, they just grow back on over the skin. They're sensitive little things. There you go.
Sorry.
Sensitive little nips.
Kathleen, my hypersensitive nipples can't handle that story.
Yeah. You and Kathleen should catch up.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Kathleen. Thank you for the insight.
Yes.
Not enough people talking about these topics. I didn't know you could do that.
Let's break the nipple stigma.
Totally.
Mary's in Singleton. Mary, what's your nipple story?
Yeah, hi. No, I was just after I had a newborn, of course, I wanted to breastfeed my child. Was told that I couldn't because my child couldn't latch on. So, I had to end up bottle feeding. So, I couldn't breastfeed because my nipples are too big.
Nipples are too big?
Oh, too big.
There you go.
Nipples come in all shapes, sizes, colours, varieties, sensitivities.
What is it? The baby can't latch its little mouth on it.
And babies have certain tastes. You know, they like different sized nipples on the bottles.
Yes.
Mm. And so maybe rejected mums, it's like... They're very fussy babies.
They're very fussy. Stop judging me nips, little kid.
Exactly.
Mel's in Belmont. What's your nipple story?
Hey, guys. So when I was 16, I got my nipples pierced. 4 hours later, they ripped out. Mum said my face was white as a goat.
Whoa.
But when I was breastfeeding, because of the rip and the scar tissue, my flow was that strong, I was able to spray my nipple juice out to the other side of the room.
Yes. No. That it's going. Did you break a world record for nipple juice spray? Like, surely you did. Like,
oh, I wish.
Were you just sitting there, just giving it a spray, like just hitting things on the other side of the room?
Were you putting the kid on the other side of the room and trying to, you know, when like Nick, when you came over in the pool and I was trying to throw grapes in your mouth
from
the other side of the backyard?
Oh, I was just doing it to my girlfriend for shits and giggles.
So good. That is so much fun.
Wow.
That's a party trick. If you're at a party and someone's annoying, you're just like, shut up.
Yes. When you said I wasn't expecting you to say the flow was so strong, you know, after that sort of trauma.
Well, I guess it opened up a gaping hole.
Oh.
Oh, it was 10 years later, so it's all healed up. But even the midwife warned me. When I was pregnant.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Wow, Mel. That's a hell of a nipple
story. That's a great story. I love that, Mel.
Sensational.
Mandy's in Swansea. Mandy, what's your nipple story?
I don't have any.
Oh.
Your nipple story is that you don't have any nipples.
No, I don't. I was born with no nipples.
What?
Mandy.
So what is it, just like breasts and just skin? Just
The holes are there, but there's no nipples.
So you're like from Avatar. know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Could you breastfeed if you had kids?
Or? I have no kids, so no, I wouldn't be able to breastfeed or anything, but it doesn't bother me. I still have sex. I still do everything. No one notices.
Hell yeah, you do, Mandy.
How common / rare is this? Do you know? How often are people
The doctors never really said anything, and I've never really asked them about it. I've just dealt with it.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
And it's good, because when it's cold, my headlights don't stick out, so it's good. Yeah.
You never hide, Mandy.
Mate, Mandy, bloody positive.
Yeah, positive peach over there.
Positive
peach. Thank you for calling, Mandy.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy. I've never heard of that before.
I love that she said that. You blokes are just, you know, if you're in the throes of passion, doesn't matter what's going on.
Do you know what I mean?
She's saying no one's even noticed.
Who cares?
You
know, you can draw them and you get them tattooed on as well, man, if you ever need to.
Oh, my God, I love
Sounds
that,
like she's
Mandy.
Happy as yes.
100%.
Why not?
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Helen in Wall's End, what's your nipple story?
I got my nipple bitten off by a horse.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Helen. Okay, it's one thing for this kid to have been dared to do the spray thing and they flicked off. Please give us the circumstances behind this horse eating your nipples.
It was a stallion.
Okay.
That
makes sense. Thank you for that detail.
Yeah.
And I was quite large-breasted, and it bit me, and it took my nipple off with the bite.
So, sorry. Through the shirt, were you trying to feed it an apple, and it missed? Like
through the shirt, and it ripped the whole cup out of my bra.
What? And how much did that hurt?
It didn't really hurt at all, because there was just no feeling there. But I went to the hospital, and it was hanging on by a bit of skin, but they sewed it back on. But years later, when I had kids and I used to breastfeed, there was a hole there. I used to shoot up my kids' nose. So I used to have to put my finger over the hole.
Oh, my God, and redirect the flow.
Yes.
Helen, did you ever go back and confront the horse?
No, I didn't. I still have horses, and
and it wasn't one of them. It was a different horse.
No, it wasn't one of them. It was actually at Newcastle Show.
Oh no way!
My God.
Do you know the horse's name?
Do you know the horse's
Got
name?
Got no idea. Frankie.
Frankie.
He was very angry. So I had scars for a long time, but yeah, they're all healed now. So.
They're all healed. Good on you, Helen.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Beaten off by a horse.
I've never thought I'd hear that.
Neither did I.
Wow.
What a wild ride.
Yes.
Thank you, Hit Family. Thank you.
I didn't know if I'd hear most of those stories, to be honest.
When would that ever come up?
I know.
Do you know what? From now on, anytime I meet a new person, after you get the pleasantries out the way.
How's your nips?
Have you got a nipple story? Because, my God, there is some gold buried.
What an icebreaker.